Catchest Radio.
You don't have to get the call, Wade. You can let it go to voicemail. That's why we have voicemail, to catch those calls that we miss. The voicemail that I like the best is the one where you insert your name into it, and then you end up sounding more like a robot than the robot. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Ellen is not available.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. Fun.
Want to take a ride?
Revealing.
Is this real or is this just a ride?
Enlightening.
What I don't know, I can learn. What I do know, nobody can teach.
And notably magical.
Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars.
And delightful.
They're magically delicious.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Boys and girls, 602 on the West Coast. Welcome to your Monday edition, Strategist Radio Live, 25th day of January style. Welcome to the program. As we beam out to over 120 countries from the Reed Opera House, Salem, Oregon, state capital. Today on the program, we'll talk about marketing strategy and why the loyalty loop increases your profits for less. What is the loyalty loop? Are you even familiar with the term? Now, as entrepreneurs, we've got to be ever vigilant about generating higher profits while decreasing our strategic marketing spend. In other words, how can your business increase its bottom line by investing less in advertising dollars? Now, understanding what is referred to as the loyalty loop and why this process is so valuable toward business growth is our focus on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. Also, since we're just now breaking into 2016 barely, let's talk about what it means to be an entrepreneur. You think you know? And why it's so critically important to follow your dreams. We'll check in with Jim Carrey, Tyler Perry, Will Smith, Brian Tracy, Sylvester Stallone, Sir Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, and Donald Trump, all ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. All right. A lot to talk about in the room. How are you doing? How are you? How you doing? You doing all right? Business going okay? Big plans for 2016? How's it shaping up thus far? Remember, if you can't measure it, it's not worth doing. And you're in charge of the direction of your organization. In fact, I had a meeting yesterday with a couple of dear friends in the bakery business. And they're trying to decide, do we want to expand? Do we want to sell out and go do something else? Do we want to stay with what we're doing now? And do we want to open up another side business completely separate from what we're doing over here at the bakery? So I said, what do you want to do? What is it you want to do? And why do you want to do it? It's really critically important. This morning, I had a great experience over at Starbucks. And, you know, being downtown here, it's such a wonderful opportunity to get to mix it up with some very interesting people. A lot of homeless in the area, too. And you start to know who they are. You even get to know their names. And this one gal with her little dog, right out in front of the Starbucks store, because I got to go over every day. I got to see Jess and John and Sam and Mariah and the rest of the crew there. And Emily and Abigail, by the way, happy birthday, Abby. Husband, aspiring attorney, very proud of her, met her whole family a couple of weeks ago downtown. But this young lady approaches me and says, could you have a couple dollars? She's always hello, friendly. you have a couple dollars, you know, for bus fare? And I said, you know, I'm going to have to get a second job if you keep hitting me up like this, right? And then, yeah! So, yeah. I said, you're going to put me out of business. I'm teasing. And so I gave her the money. And so I go in and I order my regular black coffee. I always get a cup of coffee. I kind of do the cheater mode where I kind of go in there like the bargain basement where I'll go in and get the short coffees until I get my 12, right, until I pack up my 12, and then I get my bonus. Then I go in there and generally order the gigantic Venti Caramel Macchiato with 5 banger in there, and I'm up for 2 weeks. Yeah! So, you know. You know what I'm talking about. So I go in to get my short coffee this morning, and they said no charge. I said, well, why, John? He says, because it's random act of kindness. Don't you love when a company does that? So my hat's off to the entire crew at Starbucks, not just here locally in Salem, but all across the states. And Howard Schultz, you're nailing it, sir. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for your, you know, relative to your corporate social responsibility? Are you using perhaps recycled business cards and recycled paper, right? What are you doing to stay green? What are you doing to help the environment? Very, very important. Not so that you can be a braggart, but so you can really do your part to affect some sort of positive social change. You know, we get involved in organizations, and you see it on the website, Wounded Warrior, you know, as a Navy veteran. Got to get behind that. Animals, dear to my heart, ASPCA, we are their voice. UNICEF. They do an amazing job. Now, I'm not endorsing them, so you go out and immediately start donating to these organizations. But who are you donating to? Where are you investing that corporate social responsibility within your organization? I would ask you, would challenge you, if you have not put a CSR plan together, why not go for it for the new year? How about that? Does that work out?
I love you.
Too. Yeah. All right. All right. So today, a lot to talk about. We'll talk about the loyalty loop and why it really pays to understand what it is and how it works. I'll talk about the problem, solution, and strategy in a few minutes. But a lot of questions that usually will come up is, you know, what's an entrepreneur? And you see a lot of people out there. And really, you know, there's so many different definitions for the term entrepreneur. I studied, you know, my MBA. My concentration is entrepreneurship. I shifted from international marketing to entrepreneurship because I love to help business in the startup phase, and I love to help businesses that have already been around but want to expand and are not quite sure how to do that. And so that's why I kind of focused on that direction. But I wanted to share some ideas. If you've got the drive, the vision, the creativity, and you're willing to take risks, then you can join a community that is changing the world every day. And what it really means to be an entrepreneur, we'll also check in with Richard Branson, Jim Carrey, Tyler Perry, Will Smith, Brian Tracy, Sylvester Stallone, Steve Jobs, and Donald Trump, as I mentioned during the open of the show, just in a few minutes. All right.
Just radio.
All right. All right, so what's it mean to be an entrepreneur? Like I said, if you have the drive, the vision, the creativity, and the stick-to-itiveness, willing to take those risks, measured risks, then you can, in fact, join a gaping, widening, an evolving community that is really changing the world every single day. What does it mean to be an entrepreneur?
Nature to explore, to go places no one has ever dreamed, to redefine what is possible. It is our calling to create, to transform the world around us, to plant the seeds of change. It is our responsibility to disrupt, to laugh in the face of conformity, to create our own reality. It is our duty to lead. show strength when others are weak. To trust ourselves when everyone doubts. We are the brave souls that are changing our culture, our economy, and redrawing the lines of the future. We are the entrepreneurs, and our greatest rewards have yet to come.
Strategist Radio.
If we're not hooked up on social media as of yet, let's make that happen. I get to know what you're doing out there. On Twitter, we've got redirect for you. It's tjmarino.com/Twitter. On LinkedIn, incredible professional platform. Love it. tjmarino.com/LinkedIn. And on Google Plus, it's simply tjmarino.com/g. And the plus sign. Let's get connected. And if you've got questions, marketing questions, strategy questions, conflict resolution, social change, working with the finance, legal, any of those questions, shoot them my way. You can send an email direct to me. I'll get it. I'll read it, even though we get hundreds a week. And they do get screened, but I go through them and I will answer you. support@tjmarino.com. I'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's check in with Jim Carrey, Tyler Perry, Will Smith, Brian Tracy, Sly Stallone, Sir Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, and Donald Trump. You can be successful, but are you willing to do what it takes? Follow your dreams and make it happen. Let's hear what these amazing folks have to say, and let's deeply listen and deeply internalize their insights about what it takes to win and win big.
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, or 3 years maybe, and I dated it Thanksgiving 1995, and I put it in my wallet, and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and stuff, but then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million on, I think it was... Dumb and Dumber, maybe.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
When a seed is planted in the ground, all you can do is water it. You cannot control the sunshine, you cannot control the weather, and you cannot control whether the locusts will come and try and destroy it. All you can do is plant your seed in the ground, water it, and believe. That is what allowed me to be in this position right now. I would not stop believing.
Make a choice. Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way. It's like, it's water. It wants to move and go around stuff, you know.
Because it's only about 1% of people have the ability to really take risks, entrepreneurial risks. 99% of the population can work for a business once it's established. Only 1% have the courage and the ability to actually make the entrepreneurial breakthroughs that create those jobs.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Just don't take no for an answer. I mean, I think if you believe in what you're doing, many people will tell you, why you're mistaken, why it'll never work. But if you really believe passionately what you're doing, just keep going, keep pushing on, and until you either succeed or at least you realise that it's just not going to happen. And and then if you don't succeed, pick yourself up and you know, try again.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, you don't really love it, you're going to give up. And that's what happens to most people, actually. If you really look at the ones that ended up, you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society, and the ones that didn't, oftentimes it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when, you know, when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it quit because they're sane, right? Who would want to put up with this stuff if you don't love it? So it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of worrying constantly. And if you don't love it, you're going to fail. So you got to love it. You got to have passion.
You have to just love what you do. If you don't love what you do, it's never, ever going to work. I've seen hundreds of examples that if you don't love it, it's never going to work. And beyond loving it, you have to work hard. I mean, you really have to just go at and just never quit, never give up. I've seen so many people over the years, smart people, very good people, they quit, they give up.
Points from her this weekend, and she's just
strategist radio.
What are you feeding your brain these days? How about a little bit of entrepreneur.com? Check it out. You don't have a subscription yet, why not? How about Harvard Business Review? What about Inc.? What about Fast Company? What are you feeding your mind? We ain't got no time for American Idol. Sitting in front of the television set, drooling, letting the TV suck your brain from your head. Always be feeding your mind. Always be looking at those opportunities. They're out there. Continue to scan the environment, right? There'll be a lot of negative Neds and negative Nellies out there, too. I can warn you right now, okay? You don't need to go out there and tell everybody what you're doing all the time. There's going to be a lot of people are going to think you're a nut. Well, you are a nut. I'm a nut. Einstein was a nut. Trump's a nut. Will Smith's a nut. Kerry's a major nut. You get my point. Okay, don't worry about what other people think. In other words, you know, tell people it's none of your business what you think of me. All right? None of your business what you think of me.
Yeah!
None of my business what you think of me. All right. So we're talking about the loyalty loop here. And as entrepreneurs, we've got to be ever vigil about generating higher profits while decreasing our strategic marketing spend. In other words, how can our businesses increase the bottom line without investing more advertising dollars? And so I want to kind of give you an illustration of the streamlining process, the decision-making process, because we've talked about this before. You've heard the acronym. This is not a new thing, and I'm not a genius for sharing it with you. I'm just going to remind you of AIDA, right? AIDA, A-I-D-A, right? Okay, what does that mean? People have to be aware of you or what it is you do or product or service before they can even become interested. Next, after they're interested, if they're interested at all, is they got to make a decision. And then if they decide favorably, accept or reject your product, service, you, your brand, etc., then they make the acquisition. All right, so there's AIDA. We also know that it costs a lot more money to get a new client, right? You got a freezing cold market out there, and you've got to go out and what, especially if you're a business startup or you're creating new products and services. A little easier if you've already been in business for a while and you've got a brand established, you've got an audience established. But if you're brand new business, brand new startup, this is where it can get kind of dicey. And you can get, this is where you're going to pour in your advertising dollars right on the front end. Because there's no awareness. Though they can't be interested, they can't decide, and they can't acquire. Okay? So today I want to talk about streamlining the decision journey, if you will. I want to thank our friends over at Harvard Business Review and for chiming in with a lot of great materials. That's why I tell you, invest the money in yourself. Invest it in your business. Invest it in your people. Invest it into social change. Invest it into corporate social responsibility. It's much bigger. It transcends just you and I as individuals. Okay? But it starts with us. And it's up to our dedication and perseverance to stick with it. And like Stallone said, It's not how hard you hit. It's how you, when you get hit, how you're able to take that hit and move on. So the problem here is customers have to come in, they have to consider, right? So first, they see the product, right? Bam, there it is. There's your product. They got to consider it. They've never seen you before, so they got to consider it. Then they got to evaluate. On the internet, very seldom is there ever a one-call close. Sometimes it'll take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 invites to get them back to your website. That's why it's so important to capture some contact information when they hit your web property. So that you know who's there and what it is they might have been with, well, the reason they stopped by, and then so that way you can communicate with them and invite them to come back again, so you can kind of forge that relationship. So the first is they start the journey, they consider the product once they're aware of it, then they're going to evaluate it, then they're either going to accept or reject, which means they're going to either buy or walk away. All right, they're going to abandon the buying element. Once they buy, then they enjoy, and I'll continue on with that in just a minute because there's three more steps involved in the loyalty loop. So the problem is digital tools have put shoppers in the driver's seat. Why? Well, allowing them to easily research and compare products, to place orders, to get the products delivered to our doorstep, right? And sellers have largely been reactive rather than active or proactive, scrambling to position themselves where customers will find them. So the solution, companies can use new technologies, they can use new processes and even organizational structures to proactively lead rather than follow customers on their digital journeys. And I'm not going to get into decision fatigue today too much. We'll say that for another program. But we want to streamline the decision making process. So by making the journey a compelling, customized, and open-ended experience, organizations can literally woo buyers by earning their loyalty and even gain a competitive advantage over competitors. The strategy, the superior journey, feature automation, personalization. We talk about this a lot. Context-based interaction. And remember, we always have to be innovating. So innovation is key. So to achieve all this, organizations, your business, my business, need to treat journeys like products. The process, you know, we talk about people, process, and product as part of an organization, correct? So we need to treat the process like it's a product in and of itself, built and supported by what we refer to as a cross-functional team that's led by a manager or group, a team of managers responsible for the actual process or the journey's business performance. So old school, and when you don't, the client doesn't know you, or the customer doesn't know you, or the prospect doesn't know you, the suspect doesn't know you, they start off with a classic journey, which is to see the product, be aware, consider, evaluate, and then come in and buy. With the people that have already come in contact with you and purchased your product, and if they've enjoyed it, and if it's done what it said it was going to do, it over-delivers, then they become an advocate. Then you have that bond. And so now the journey's shorter each time. So you have a shorter journey rather than going all the way around the outside with consider, evaluate, and then maybe the buy. Now you've got individuals that actually become, you've heard this, my tribe. People use the word tribe. You've heard that, right? Seth Godin talks about the tribe all the time. See, in the classic journey, old school, consumers engage in an extended consideration and evaluation phase before either entering into the loyalty loop or proceeding into a new round of consideration and evaluation that may lead to the subsequent purchase of a different brand. So you got to watch it. People are going through that consider and evaluation stage before they purchase a product. Things are still in the air. That's why we consider Dr. Porter at Harvard talks about competition, and there's five forces, and one of those forces is the consumer. So the new journey approach is What it does is it compresses the consider step and shortens the, or entirely eliminates the evaluate step, delivering customers directly into the loyalty loop and locking them within it. So this is done, again, through the way that you communicate. It is a process that needs to be thought through. You need to be more proactive rather than reactive. A lot of times we get complacent and we're sitting on our laurels. Last week, we heard from Howard Schultz himself at Starbucks, CEO of Starbucks, and talked about, you know, beginning to pat yourself on the back. I mean, even Starbucks, Howard and his organization, the culture of their firm and their company and their brand, they're not in a congratulatory mode. Even as large as they've become, Home Depot, same thing. Because everything's almost anew. We're almost starting anew on a regular basis. And that's where that innovation comes in. If you doze off and you start to get lazy, well, you got problems with competitors. You'll lose your competitive advantage. So that's why I say, I say, don't watch American Idol. Don't watch golf on Sunday. Don't watch the Super Bowl. Well, certainly you could do that stuff. But remember, first and foremost, particularly if you want to be a force to reckon with, a business force to reckon with, a social change crusader to reckon with, then you're always on. You're always on. You're always on stage. You're always performing. And what are we doing during the performance? We are watching the community. We are watching our target audience. We're looking at our competition. We're continually scanning the environment. We're looking at our strengths and weaknesses. We talk about the SWOT analysis, internal strengths, weaknesses, external opportunities and threats. And you got to pay attention to the external forces because there couldn't be a threat out there that can turn out your lights. So this is why it's important to be vigilant about how you take your approach and take it very, very seriously. I dream about business. When I'm on vacation, I'm looking at maybe the way the food is being served. How was I approached by the food server? Why did I choose that restaurant? How did I enjoy it? That's just a restaurant experience. This morning I shared with you about the Starbucks experience. I went out. I didn't know everybody was watching me in the building. I had no idea. It's almost like I got a standing ovation because I gave a young lady who didn't have a home and a dog a couple of bucks. Could you not do that? Could you not? And not that I'm a superhero for doing it. What are you going to do? You're going to turn your back on people? And then as these people walk by, the homeless people, and they'll say, well, I don't have any money on me. But then 2 days later, you'll see them at the casino throwing up their pink slip on their car or hawking their house or mortgage. But they didn't have any money to help the community. So just saying, look for those opportunities. Continually scan the horizon, the environment. Pay attention. Feed your mind with good stuff. I love you. God bless you. Make it a great rest of your week. I will see you next time, the beginning of February. Yeah. Next time we see each other, it's going to be Feb 1. Write me anytime. And remember, go out, look for those opportunities to love somebody. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.